I'm Pop C, and joining me as usual on Thursday mornings, here's WGBH's Jared Bowen. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Well, on the art scene this week, we've got two plays on the agenda, and the first is The Kite Runner, which is, of course, a wildly popular novel back in 2003. It was made into a movie with kind of mixed reviews, and now it's on stage. What did you think?
Well, that's right. The Kite Runner, of course, is this epic story, spent about 5 years on the New York Times bestseller list. For anyone who hasn't, for the couple people who haven't read it or need their memory refreshed, of course, it starts in Afghanistan in the 1970s, and two young boys, one from a wealthy family who has sort of a tortured relationship with his father, and his best friend is the son of the servant in the family. And, you know, they spend a lot of time running through the streets of Kabul and kite running, chasing kites, just sort of enjoying life. And as Afghanistan starts to fall apart, so does their relationship, so does the structure of the home. And the novel, and as the stage show, takes this expanse of 30 years from this one man, Amir's childhood, all the way through a crumbling Afghanistan, a move to the United States in San Francisco, to him finding love, dealing with the loss of his father, and ultimately returning to Afghanistan and discovering what had happened to his homeland, to the people he knew, and most importantly, to his friend growing up, Hassan. So a few years ago, Matthew Spangler, who was living in the San Francisco Bay Area and is also a professor at a university there, decided that he wanted to adapt this story. This is something he sort of adapting original pieces and writing about the immigrant experience. And so he called up Khaled Hosseini, the author of The Kite Runner, who also lives in San Francisco, and they started to meet, and Hosseini gave his approval for this stage show, which did come before the film. And I did have a chance to talk to Matthew Spangler about working with Hosseini.
He was fantastic to work with. Khaled is very generous and kind, and he was supportive all along. He read drafts of the script, and we would meet, and he would have suggestions. About 90% of his suggestions were things that he would have wanted to change if he was rewriting the book today. As you may know, this is his first book, and he's very kind and self-effacing as a writer, and he would say things like, well, you know, I've learned some things as a writer now, and if I could do this again, I think I would change this.
That's interesting, going back, changing what was a very popular novel.
Right? It was really, really fascinating, and there were things they changed, like the main bully in the story. Again, if audiences remember, this is a very horrible rape scene with one of the boys, and Hosseini had grown up with a half-German, half Afghani bully in the neighborhood, and he decided just to change them to a full Afghan person for the stage play. So it's sort of minor tweaks and changes like that. But you see here on the New Repertory Theater stage, you see this fully play out. It's really beautifully directed, and it's what they consider a memory play. You have Amir as an adult sort of diving in and out of his life to tell his story and bring it to the stage. And I have to say that the kite chasing scenes are absolutely beautiful. They found a way to do it on that stage.
All right, now the next play, we refer to her as the cake enthusiast and the original one percenter, Marie Antoinette, now playing at the ART's Loeb Drama Center.
Yeah, this is terrific. This is a play by David Adjmi, and he, a few years ago, was sort of looking at Marie Antoinette, and as he has acknowledged, she's somebody that we don't know a lot about for some reason, not because, of course, there weren't necessarily people inside the palace writing unobjective views about her. So he decided to take his own take on her, and this is sort of... it's a mix of things, actually. It's sort of a farcical romp through who he thinks Marie Antoinette is, down all the way through to the end of her life. But it's not necessarily a bio play, because he has a very particular viewpoint on Marie Antoinette.
I think sometimes people do impugn, you know, celebrities because it's easier to do than actually look at who you are and actually be negated yourself. So the play is kind of showing a process of this woman being negated, being stripped down, being whittled to this kind of skeleton, to really look at who she really is, what she really believes, what is ideologically underpinning her life, and how does that intersect with her own spiritual freedom, her destiny, the political systems around her.
Is this show as lavish as Marie Antoinette herself?
Oh, it is, and it's really, really delicious. I think it's brilliant writing. They have these transitions in the palace that remind you of, evoke Lady Gaga and Madonna. It's really a winning play. You have to see it, especially for its star, Brooke Bloom, who is just dynamite.
All right, Marie Antoinette at the ART's Loeb Drama Center. Thank you so much, Darren.
Thanks, Bob.